Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here for the Celebrity Big Brother Draft Extravaganza. We are but 48 hours away from the premiere of Celebrity Big Brother, and we have gotten our drafting experts back together to pick from these 11 luminary celebrities that are going to be playing in Celebrity Big Brother 3 here on CBS. So excited to have you here. We are live here tonight dealing with maybe a technical issue or two, but we think that we have it all worked out here for you tonight. And so let us welcome in our panel of drafting experts. Here we go. First, I guess let me bring in the winner of the latest Big Brother draft, the person that has the draft order tonight. Here he is. It's Puya Zavakili.
Feels great to be on the top, maybe for the last time in a minute. I'm very happy as the champion here. Very excited. Can't wait to get into this. Big Brother season's back. Mm-hmm. It's a good January. It's a good January start here. I'm happy.
Okay. All right. Puya, do you feel like you're ready to go back to back?
Listen, I don't know if I'm going to do that certain guarantee. Last time I did that, I ate a double grenade in the Survivor draft.
That's true. Actually, the most recent winner of the Survivor draft is also here. Okay. All right. So, but Puya has the Big Brother crown, just to be clear. All right. Here with us also on the phone line. Of course, you could hear him on the RuPaul's Drag Race wrap up. I just listened to him talk about Euphoria on the Euphoria Posha recap. It's Amon Adwin. Amon, how are you?
Yes, I am calling in from an undisclosed location.
He's in sequester.
Amon's in sequester, everybody.
The 12th
house guest. 12th house guest.
You've heard it here.
Mm-hmm. I am the 12th house guest, which means one of you has to draft me. But no, yeah, technical difficulties. I'm sad about it, but we're making it work. Really excited. I'm excited to snatch the crown back from Puya. I won for BBK9, and I really would like to know what that feels like again. So I'm out for blood tonight.
Okay. All right. Great to have you back here with us, Amon. Back with us for the first time since Big Brother 23. It's the voice of the people, Melissa Denny.
Hello, hello. I'm back, baby. We're here. I feel like I come out of like hibernation or whatever whenever Big Brother season comes around. I feel like I drop off the face of the earth and it's just like I sprout back up. So, yes, I am back. I'm excited to talk about Big Brother, and I am really hoping to win the draft this year. I know that I have a sordid history of losing every single time. Except for a few times, but whatever. Mm-hmm. But this year I'm turning it around. I'm going to win this whole thing.
All right. It's 2022, the year of Melissa Denny. Okay.
Year of Melissa.
All right. And then here with us, of course, the man who's won the most recent Survivor draft. He's got plenty of Big Brother draft championships on his trophy case. Here he is. It's Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Rob. Just took down that, 15-person Survivor draft, so I'm feeling ready.
Okay, Taryn is ramped up, ready to go. We are all set for a new season of a Celebrity Big Brother. Excited to have you here with us tonight as we are going to draft 10 of the 11 house guests with one that will go to you, the audience. Then you'll have a horse in this race to root for all season long. Of course, this is the last podcast before we get to our full coverage of the season that we kick off this Wednesday night. We will be live after the episode. It'll be myself and Melissa and Taryn and Chappelle live after the episode, 9:15 p.m. on Wednesday. And then if everything holds true to form, Taryn, we are expecting our first live feed update on Thursday morning.
I mean, that's the plan. We'll see.
We'll see. Look, expect the unexpected, but that is the plan as of right now. Of course, you could follow everything that we have going on in Big Brother, in our Big Brother podcast feed. Go to robiswebsite.com/bbfeed to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, however you like to listen, wherever podcasts are found. robiswebsite.com/bbfeed for the all things Big Brother podcast feed, or you can subscribe to the robinsonwebsite.com/subscribe for the RHAP main feed for all of our episode recaps. All right. Are we feeling good? Are we feeling lucky tonight?
I am.
Shout we'll out see. To our live chat watching
Who
us
needs
here.
Luck, Rob?
I guess that's true. That's true. Shout out to the live chat here on YouTube and Twitch. We'd love to have you here having fun with us all season long. We should have a lively time here tonight. We're all on pins and needles waiting for Puya Zampakili to reveal the draft order, which we do not know yet at this hour. I know Puya has been hard at work for days thinking about the order that the draft will go in.
Yeah. So, okay. So I had my picks organized earlier today. I switched them an hour ago.
Oh my God.
And it's because, you know, I was thinking, I was in my thoughts, and I remembered last time we did this draft for Big Brother, Aman didn't give himself an earlier pick, banked on Taryn not picking his person. Taryn picked DX. Aman melted down. I didn't want that repeat.
Do we need the recap? Do we need the recap?
I mean, it's on the record. It needs to be on the record.
Didn't exactly work out for either of us, though.
This is true. This is true. No, because see, the thing is with Celebrity, if I'm being honest here, is that I had such a hard time reading these people. And it's so much harder to figure out, okay, who's going to care? Who's going to be like, I don't care, I'm out. Who's going to even beat them when the feeds come on? There's a lot of those things going with it. I figured I want to make sure I get the person I want. So I'm taking the first pick.
Okay.
Even though I don't think it's everyone's chalk first pick. I want to make sure I get my pick. I don't want to get in a situation where I'm upset about it. The second pick I gave to the winner of the Survivor draft. Taryn, you have the second pick.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
The fearless
Aman
leader.
Doesn't like it.
Rob.
I do not like it.
You have the third pick, middle pick for Rob.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Right. You put the only women so close to last. What happened to chivalry?
Fourth pick. Melissa Denny.
So you think you can podcast mean nothing to you, Puya? You put both of us at the bottom.
Listen, first of all, Aman's talking. Last I checked, Aman didn't give me the first pick last time. So, you know,
I didn't give you the last pick, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. My camera was working.
That's a good pick in a 11 people draft.
It's 5-6. So you got the first pick of the second round, Aman.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy that I'm fourth.
And seventh. And seventh.
Listen, y'all win the next one. You pick the order. I picked it. I get it. You know, it's the reward.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. That is our draft order at this hour. So Puya gave himself the number one pick overall. He will draft first and 10th. So he will have that one pick at the end between 10th and the audience pick. What happens if there is a 12th pick or a 12th player added? The audience gets two people?
Hey, they benefit from going last.
Yeah. And what do we do if the audience wins? Everybody, we're doing what, 50 nuggets each?
Please don't do this.
The audience has never won.
The audience has never won yet. Okay.
Yeah, the audience has never won. It's never going to happen. Okay. But they're going to clip that, and they're going to use that when they win this year.
Okay.
Except it won't happen.
All right. So, Puya, you are the man of the hour. All the attention is on you. You gave yourself the first pick because there is somebody that you are so sure will win this season. You do not want to risk anybody else getting their hands on this person. What is the identity of your pick?
Of course, you know, we talk about Night at the Roxbury. We pick Mirai first. I'm going with Mirai here. Give me Mirai for the first pick. That's right. I told you, I don't think this is the conventional first pick. I think a lot of people thought I was going to go somewhere else with this. So I watched all of the videos from shout out Sharon Tharp, and I read all of Mike Bloom's bios the day they came out. And what stuck out for me with her is that not only is she someone who's watched the show and understands the show, she recognizes there is a different game between Celebrity Big Brother and regular Big Brother. And I think that's going to be very important here. And we'll talk about other people who may have had their own analysis of the show. I love that. I love that she's not too into it. That's good. I love that she doesn't come with reality TV baggage of the past. I think that's good. She is the youngest on the season. She is the youngest person in the show at 28. But I think she's going to be completely easy to get along with. I think she's going to be extremely likable. I don't think she's going to make any waves. And I think if she has the game knowledge, she's likable. She's social. I think she's going to be completely fine. She doesn't come in with any like major connections with anybody either, but I trust that her social game will take her far.
Okay.
So I'm a little confused because I've heard this said multiple times that she's a fan of the show because she mentioned Frenchie, but in the interview that I watched, she said she had not watched the show, was not a fan of the show.
Are you thinking of the wrong person, perchance?
No, I am not, Julia. She said that she didn't watch the show. She's not familiar with the show, mm-hmm. but that she was excited to play or whatever.
She did say that. She did. She was like, I watch Big Brother like when I'm doing laundry. It's like on in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so second never, screen like, experience. Yeah.
I think that's the right way for a contestant on Celebrity Big Brother to watch it. Not too deep, not too into it, but enough to kind of get
now. Well, now you're just rationalizing.
I don't regret my pick. I would do it all over again.
Yes. After okay. She was cast. She did that. She watched it while she was doing laundry that's, or whatever.
Look, you could hear it from the source. Sharon Tharp is in the chat. Says she said she watched it in the background. While cleaning. In fairness, so, they do talk very loud in the diary room. They do explain things for people that like, in case you're doing laundry in this challenge, I have to roll the ball down the hill. And if I'm too far, then I'm disqualified. So I have to be extra careful.
No, but I, you know, Puya, I agree with you though. She would have been a first pick for me.
Oh.
Because I think, I agree. I think that she is at the right level for this game. I think that she seems generally likable. She seems like she's just kind. And she's like literally in her element. She's an Olympic ice skater and sending her into a Swiss chalet. Like it's just, it's in the bag. Like she looks like she could be Elsa if she wins HOH. So I'm just like, I'm excited for her too. I think it's a good pick. And I'm, you know, bitter about it. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, I do like her. I do like her. And I think that she could end up doing really well. I guess my concern with her would be her age. Just she seems younger than everybody else. Like maybe she can't relate. I don't know. Maybe she can. Who knows? But
that's a crazy statistic. Like she's older than me and she's the youngest person in the house.
I know.
Like,
they really, that's wild. And I love the Big Brother Celebrity. They always like cast it older. It's always more fun that way for me. But anyway, she seems really smart, intelligent, easy to get along with. So like I could see her going really far. My concern would mainly be just like her ability to bond with people that maybe she doesn't have anything in common with. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's my issue. I think she's great. I'm excited to watch what she does. I think she's got potential, but she definitely comes in, I think, at a disadvantage, her age and her different life experience compared to most of this cast. As an athlete, she hasn't really dipped her toe into this world as much. I know that she was, or I believe she was a guest judge on Drag Race. And that she's maybe done a couple of things here and there. So maybe she's trying to get into it. Maybe that's the in that she has, but it's not going to be quite the same as, you know, somebody like, you know, somebody who's really been in this industry and been in this world for a long time.
Yeah, she might not have the connections that some of the other players have and where, you know, oh, like, I don't want to put this person on the block. This might be bad for my career. Like, I feel like that she might be somebody who might be viewed as okay, like collateral damage. It's not like that Mariah is going to tank my career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of high on her, though. I think that you're all at a disadvantage. I agree, especially if you're not the biggest fan, like because there are some hardcore super fans going into the house. But that being said, though, a lot of the hardcore super fans that are going to this house are also hardcore showboats. So I don't necessarily know if the fans this season have the winner's equity that we've seen in other seasons. So I agree with Puya overall. I think that her sort of being middle of the road could be really, really good for her game.
I'm just curious to know, Taryn or Melissa, would you have taken Mariah number one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Me neither, but Amon would have. So, okay, Puya was smart to get his person. All right. Anything else on Mariah? All right.
Nope.
Taryn, comes down to you. Number two, your number one pick is on the board.
Oh, boy.
The pick of the litter here.
My like number 1, 2, 3, and 4 picks are on the board. So it's like, what do I do here?
Go with number one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to, and it's going to have to be the chalk pick here, or at least close to it. I'm going to go with our boy Todrick Hall.
Okay. All right.
Of course you are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's only fair.
You're just trying to get invited back to his house after this.
You visit a guy's house and you have invite. To take him in the draft.
Look, if I win this draft, what do I get? Bragging rights? If I pick Todrick and I become his best friend, I get to go to an LA mansion all the time. Who's mm-hmm. winning the draft then?
Yeah.
He's got a point.
I just want you to know, I want this on the record, Todrick. When you watch this back, this is all for show. This is all for clout.
It's all calculated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I think that Todrick is, he is on the younger side, but he's in his 30s. He's not like young like Mirai was or is. And he obviously knows the show. He's watched the show. He's talked to people who have been on the show. He has connections there. I think he's well connected in the world. You know, he has the connection to Carson. He has, connections to other members in the cast. And I think that he will likely be involved in something early on. Now, obviously, he could be the Jonathan Bennett or the Shannon Elizabeth of the cast. Yep. But if not, I mean, I think that he's going to do very well. I think that he has a lot of the skills to do well. So we'll see.
Yeah. I also think that he has an athleticism in terms of like dancing that a lot of the people that are older in the cast may not have that physicality to be able to be good at the challenges. So I think that Todrick was probably the consensus number one.
No. I think if this was a regular season of Big Brother that went 90 days, maybe. He is literally, we took Kylan to task with his interview where everything was an essay. Todrick, just the first question in Sharon's article alone, outwrote half the cast. He is thinking way too much. I think there's been too many people in his ear. I think he's going to overplay this spectacularly. It'll be fun to watch for sure. I just don't think he's built for a 20-day game. He is not, like, it's going to be rough for him. I think he's going to have a hard time with it.
Kylan did pretty well, and if it had been a 3-week game, Kylan might have won that one.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he might do better at a shorter game because if you have to kind of play really fast because it does go so quickly versus a normal season where it's like, hey, take your time. We have 90 days of this. So I do think that like that could work to his advantage, but it could also, you know, be detrimental to his game because he could be a Shannon Elizabeth and kind of just like already go in there being like, I know the game. I'm an expert in Big Brother. They all stayed at my house like right after the season. And that immediately puts a target on his back. People are going to be like, okay, this guy knows too much. He's too good. We got to get him out first. So I could absolutely see that happening. My hope would be that he would go in, not tell anyone that he's a super fan and that he had the cast over at his house and basically hosted his own version of Big Brother over the summer. Like, I think he kind of just needs to go in there, lay low, and just use the knowledge that he has about the game to his advantage and kind of like under the radar, like kind of steer the game in his favor. I think if he could manage that, he could do really well. But I don't know if he could, because like you said, like his interviews, it was just like overshare, over talk, like, you know, continue, you know, to just reveal everything. And I'm worried that like he wouldn't be able to kind of like turn that down a little bit in the house. So we'll okay. have to see.
Amon.
So, yeah. So here's the thing. I think Todrick, obviously really, really talented guy. He's a singer, a dancer. He writes his own music. He creates his own choreography. Like he's a mega talented person, super intelligent. I think that he is going to be pretty good at this. I think that he will go far. I think that he's just going to get taken out because people are going to know that. I don't think that there's any, I think that he just really just did not do himself any favors by hosting an after party for 2.5 weeks at his house. And it's just, it takes one Google search. And not even that, because you have somebody like Carson who could be a potential ally and be like a bit of a shield for him, because they are both Drag Race judges. They've been together numerous times. So maybe Carson is like, you know what? I'm going to help Todrick out here. Yeah, he's friends with a bunch of Big Brother people, but we can hold on to him. We can hold on to him for a while and make him a shield and then get his ass out of like Final Five. I just feel like there's no way that he wins because people are going to know how big of a fan of the show he is. But I think that that's sort of, I don't think he's going to do anything to tank his game. I just think that his game is already tanked.
To be fair though, like, do we really think that anyone in this cast will know that he like is friends with Big Brother players? Like, I really don't think anyone will care.
The people that will know that will be the people that he was pre-gaming with. And so I think it will only help him because he was the most public name that was out there. Like, you're telling me like Chris Kirkpatrick, when he sells Lance Bass, he's going to go on Big Brother. He's like, oh, you know who else is going to be on that? Todrick Hall. You should talk to him.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's not the only person that hangs around with alumni from the show. Chris Kirkpatrick also hangs around with alumni. He was just in like a video with Catherine Dunn. So these people have mingled before. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they know that Todrick has done this. And I don't know. It just feels he's a very, I think that he does a really good job of like being self-aware. So I don't think that he's going to come into the game and be like this huge showboat. He's been involved in numerous controversies. He's had to like explain himself and overshare over and over and over again because of all the controversies that he's been in. So I think he's a very self-aware person. I just don't know if that will help this time around, but we'll see.
Yeah. I'd love to be wrong. Just going to put that out there.
I mean, I think the biggest danger Todrick will be in is that initial eviction, the first or the second one, where people will be looking for an out. The fact that his name was very public, you know, he may emerge as an early target. I think that could be bad for him. He's different than Shannon Elizabeth in that Shannon Elizabeth didn't really come in with connections or allies. She was a little solo dolo in that game. And Jonathan Bennett came in and ended up going out very early. But the thing about Big Brother is that, you know, a target on your back, like the one Todrick may have, it's bad for you early on. But once he gets in, like once you get to the final seven, final six, like people don't care anymore about who knows the game better. They care about the connections that they've built until like to that point. And if he's good at that, then I think he'll be in there with a shot.
I agree. I just think, I mean, I don't know. I don't see a world in which people are sitting comfortably next to him. Not even Carson. Like, I just feel like at some point you got to be like, he's got to go because he's going to win if he gets to the end. If Todrick is in the final two, he's going to win, hands down, unless he pisses everybody else off. So I just feel like other people have to be aware of that, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, and I think everything you just said, Taryn, about his hardest obstacles being like the first couple boots, I agree with. But the one part that will worry me for him is that I feel like he's going to have a hard time hiding how high his win equity will be the further he gets. And I think that's going to be the biggest obstacle for him. Now, that depends. That depends on the cast having a sense and realizing that maybe they don't. You know, this cast doesn't seem like they know exactly what's going on here. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think this is the most game savvy group of 11 people we've ever seen before. So I think I think that some of you are a little bit like, you know, second level, third leveling this out. And I think we are on a very flat level here this season.
Yeah, that's pretty much why I picked.
Yeah, like there's going to be a Night One Alliance with five people. He's going to be in it. He's going to be in the final five. He's going to be right there.
I do feel like that's the more likely outcome, but I do think that's definitely possible that he's the first one out for sure.
Pick number three comes back to me here. And I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to go with the third pick overall, going to go with a little bit in the model of the first winner of, or actually the person who should have won the first season of Celebrity Big Brother. I'm going to give me Carson Kressley. Seems like he knows what he's doing. I would like it if he was a little bit younger. I bet he would too. that, you know, I'm not really counting on him to win a competition, but he's going to keep everybody laughing. He's going to be social. Like, I feel like if there is somebody who is, you know, has that potential to sort of like be a puppet master behind the scenes and let other people sort of be more out in front, I think that person could be Carson. And so I think that he's up for it. He mentioned, you know, watching the older seasons of at least Celebrity Big Brother and watching Russ Matthews. So I think Carson Kressley.
The older seasons.
Yeah.
Sure, there's been three.
Yeah.
Or two so far.
The past seasons.
No, but I agree with, I think this is a good pick. He was my number two pick. So I think that, yeah, he clearly like at least has done a little bit of research. He's talked to people about the show. He kind of has like an idea of what to do. Also, he seems very like fun and fun to have around. I think like possibly if it could become like an issue if there was like, it was a 90-day season, like maybe being a little grating, like we might be worried about that. But I think in this like 3-week span, I think we're okay. Or at least I hope. But yeah, he seems like he knows how to be social, knows how to get along with people, Drag Race connections. So yeah, I definitely think he could do well. So yeah, he was my second pick. So, you know, good choice.
Probably has some connections with the Housewives also, through like, years of being around the Bravoverse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was my other top pick for sure. You know, bouncing back between Carson and Todrick. I think he's going to do really well. I think he has less, immediate downside than Todrick does in terms of, I think he's much less likely to be a first boot. I feel like Carson, I mean, I slate him in for the top half of the placements, in my opinion. He should be good to go for a while. It's just a matter of, I think, getting there and clinching the win. And that's going to mean, I think, probably winning some competitions. And competition wise, I feel like Todrick may have the edge, which is why I went with him. But I think Carson's going to do very well.
Yeah, he has the experience. He did the Arnold Schwarzenegger Apprentice back in 2017. So he has some experience with this type of show. I think he knows what he's getting into. So I feel like that he's somebody that I don't mind taking with the third overall pick.
Yeah, and he also did I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Australia, I believe.
Yes.
This is not his first walk around the park. I also, for me, it was between him and Mariah the whole day of like figuring out who I'm going to go with. I think he's got everything needed. I think ultimately the physical might be where he's going to be lacking a little bit, but I feel like if there's anyone that's going to be able to navigate those seas, it's Carson. I feel relatively good about him. They put out a 50-second preview of the first episode, which is, don't analyze it. We're doing too much here, but I liked what I saw from him. Is there even with some glances? I like Carson. Okay. He's a great pick.
The glances though. I mean, come on.
I feel like I always overanalyze those clips that come out like before the draft. And I'm just like, oh my God, I need to change everything. I've just seen so much. And I think I've learned, like, this time I almost changed it. And then I was like, no, last time I changed it, it really meant nothing. And that person was like first boot and like they made them look good in the preview.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we shouldn't really overanalyze these little previews.
You know, Taryn, are you surprised we haven't gotten a feeds leak like we have in the past with the Celebrity Big Brother seasons?
It's been a quote pretty unquote, regular leak. Like,
hey, everybody,
thing.
Look at 2:00.
There's usually some kind of leak. I don't remember when though, if it's like a day before or if it's, earlier than that, maybe there'll still be one tomorrow or something. But, I'm honestly a little surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. Amon, any thoughts on Carson?
He's one of my picks. All of my picks are getting taken from
All right. Well, you have two coming up right after Melissa.
Yeah, you're almost there, Amon.
Almost there.
Yeah, you got this. And I'm going to use them on people that I don't care about.
All right.
The key.
Number four is the voice of the people. It's Melissa Denny.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this pick is not going to be representative of the voice of the people, because I have seen some people thinking that this is not necessarily a good pick, but I'm kind of confused by that.
Because,
like, yeah, I think this person is going to possibly do well. I was very impressed with what I've seen and heard. So, you know what? I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to pick Shanna. She is my number one pick. I really liked her interviews. She is a fan of the show, actually. Maybe not like a live feeder or anything, but she's a fan of the show. And it seems to me like she would be easy to get along with, or at least sociable enough for these 3 weeks. I honestly was impressed with what I saw. And I'm going with Shanna.
Yeah, I don't hate this pick that I had. I think, is it Shayna?
I thought it was Shanna, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's Shayna. I think
it's Shayna.
Okay.
Could be. Then Shayna.
Yeah. So she.
No, actually, we have to take your first answer. Sorry, you have.
So I guess I drafted nobody. Sorry, Melissa. You get no one.
You get no one. Okay. Shayna. Thank you, Sharon, in the chat. So Shayna, that I was blown away that she's at least a fan of the show. I feel like that goes like a long way. And I feel like that she could be like, you know, sort of like a Rachel Riley, like a Janelle, like, you know, bringing a lot of like energy and conflict and drama to the house.
Yep.
Yeah, she seems like a bit of a fiery person, which could be really good or really bad. I don't know which one. And also there's the whole Lamar tension that we're all expecting to happen, which is probably way overblown, and we probably won't see a lot of ramifications for that. But I think it's an interesting pick. I'm kind of shocked that you didn't go some other place, Melissa, but I'm glad. I'm thankful that you did.
Yeah, okay. my next pick is a surprise pick as well.
Okay, so hang in there. You're at 7.
No, don't give away. I'm pretty sure Amon's not going to pick this person. So
I'm going to write down who I think Amon's going to pick. I think this is a fine pick. When you set it up like that, Melissa, my mind went to like way worse. So you're fine.
I just saw everybody saying in the chat like, "Oh, we're definitely getting Shayna."
Not in this draft, baby. Not going to happen. She's fine. Yeah, she could do well. I think there's just, you know, ultimately with Shayna, it's going to come down to, is she going to gel well with the people she's with? I think that's going to be the biggest figure out for me. But I'm not mad at the pick.
Okay. Taryn, any thoughts on Shayna?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I don't really know who she is all that much. But from what I've heard, it does seem like there is some beef between her and the Kardashians, and that she's not very shy about talking about it. And that's what the Lamar tension could be, because Lamar was formerly married or engaged or dating a Kardashian at some point or other. Yeah. That sort of thing, I think it could be bad for, again, early on, because if you're looking for an easy out, somebody that doesn't have a lot of connections, that might have beef with somebody that you might know, it's going to be something that could be very easily just like, if she's got beef with Lamar, maybe we choose one, right? Mm-hmm. Or if she's got beef with a Kardashian and we know people that like the Kardashians, or we like the Kardashians, I don't know. So I feel like that could be a danger for her, and I'm not sure where she's going to find her group. But if she gets in into a group, then, you know, maybe something could work. But yeah, definitely wouldn't have been my first pick.
Okay. Amon, do you have anything else to add about Shayna? I know she would not be your pick coming up next.
Everybody was convinced that a post that Khloe Kardashian put out the day that the cast list dropped had something to do with Lamar or Shayna.
What did
she say? She posted a picture of herself in some like nice car, and the caption was, "Betrayal doesn't come from strangers," or something like that. And everybody's like, "Or betrayal comes from strangers," or whatever. And we're like, "That's, I don't know. I don't know what the hell she was trying to say." But everybody was making
betrayal making comes from strangers. How could that be? You don't even know them.
It was a weird post. I don't know what she was getting at, but everybody's assuming it has something to do with either Shayna or Lamar.
Okay. Betrayal comes from strangers. I guess maybe if you thought they were your friends, they were actually strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Something.
Interesting. All right. Amon. All right. You felt betrayed by someone who's not a stranger, Puya, when he gave you the 5th and the 6th pick. But here we are.
Okay. All right. Let me just pull the Band-Aid off, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, Khloe Kardashian shares cryptic message about betrayal after Tristan Thompson is spotted with a mystery woman. So maybe Khloe's not talking about celebrity Big Brother.
That makes more sense.
That would make much more sense.
Okay, so the post was, betrayal rarely comes from your enemies.
Wow, it's all wrong, Iman.
Well, wait a second. Betrayal rarely comes from your enemies.
Yeah, well, your friends betray you. Your enemies can't really betray you.
Isn't that how betrayal works?
Yeah, betrayal almost always comes from...
Yeah, like it has to come from a friend because then they betray you. An enemy
Enemies don't have your trust in the first place to betray you.
Now, betray.
This is bad news if you're thinking Lamar, because maybe Khloe was coaching him on strategy.
This is the kind of in-depth analysis that you get when you listen to Rob as a podcast.
Yeah.
Really crucial to the game.
Okay. I'm going to go with Cynthia.
Okay.
Now, she gives me very much boring, to be honest. That's what she's giving. And everybody is like in the comments saying, oh my God, Cynthia's going to slay. She's amazing. Give her a chance. Y'all sleep it on Cynthia. Cynthia seems to be sleeping on herself. Okay, now let me get to the good part. I think she's generally likable. I think she seems sweet. I watched a few clips of her on Real Housewives. I thought that the whole contract thing with NeNe Leakes was hilarious. So she's got a sense of humor. I don't know if she's going to win competitions, but she's also aware of that. She was like, I am a woman of a certain age. So I don't know about those comps, but I'll be talking to everybody. I like that. So, you know, maybe she's understated, but maybe that takes her far, you know, and I see a lot of the women working together this season. I'm seeing that. And I feel like she'd be integral in an all-female alliance. And I think that there are more fiery personalities ahead of her that will go first. And I think that she will be an afterthought. And that's always good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good pick.
Solid.
I don't know much about her, and I feel like that's probably making me not know whether to pick her or not, just because, like, I don't know her from Real Housewives. I don't watch Real Housewives, so, like, I have heard that was boring on Real Housewives, but, I mean, that's probably a good thing, like, going into the house in order to, like, win, but, like, maybe not so entertaining. But, yeah, so she seemed like in her interviews that she was smart and nice and easy to get along with. So that's what I would assume she would be in the house. But, it's really hard to tell because you don't really get that much from these interviews. And so, without knowing her prior to this experience, I don't really know.
Yeah, she seems like she's easy to get along with, which is always a good thing, especially early on. It seems like it should be a given that, like, you just bring her into an alliance if you're forming one. She seems like she'd be a good, loyal number, and that's a very good thing, especially in such a short season. So I feel like she's definitely got a lot of upside here. It's can she pull out the competitions, and is she gonna have that killer instinct to clinch out the win?
I feel like if she has talked to Candy, which I have to imagine,
right,
she's reached out to Candy. I feel like
probably watched her season.
Yeah. I feel like Cynthia's someone who is, you know, kind of like in the middle of neither good nor bad. Like, she's not like bad. I don't think that's a problem. I think if she comes in, she picks up a couple stuff early of like how to go about it. I think Cynthia is going to be very much easy sailing it to far parts of this game. I feel like she's going to be easy to get along with. I don't think she's making any waves unless a friend contract comes into place. I don't think so. I think Cynthia is a great pick at five.
Great pick at five. All right. Well, let's set up where we are. Okay. We're halfway there. Can you believe it? Through five picks. Okay. Here's what the board looks like. Okay. Puya went with Mirai, number one. Taryn took Todrick, number two. Rob took Carson, number three. Melissa took Shayna, number four. And if you're just joining us, Iman took Cynthia with the fifth pick. We're going to go do it backwards now. Iman is going to have the sixth pick. Here's who's left. Chris Kattan. Chris Kirkpatrick. We have Lamar Odom. We have Misha Tate. We have Teddy Mellencamp, and we have Todd Bridges. Six people left. Five will get drafted. One will go to the audience. Iman, Your second and final pick is now.
Oh, damn it. I don't know what to do. Okay.
You know what to do. You know what to do.
Oh, hush, Puya. I'm gonna go. Oh my god, this is such a... Okay. Oh, okay. I am gonna go with... I'm gonna go with Chris.
Which one? Which one?
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm gonna go with Todd Bridges. I'm going with Todd Bridges. I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
All right.
Darn you, Amon. That was gonna be not my pick.
I thought that might be Melissa's.
All right.
Darn it.
Tell us about why Todd Bridges.
I mean, I grew up in a black household, okay? So we were watching Different Strokes, okay? Yeah. Like, and
he one of the all-time great theme songs?
One of the all-time great theme songs. His character is the namesake for one of the greatest Gary Coleman quotes ever. What are you talking about, Willis? Mm-hmm. I got to play Gary Coleman in a production of Avenue Q a few years ago. Oh. So I have some sort of, like... just emotional attachment to this, which could be bad. And he's also one of my other favorite sitcoms of all time. Everybody Hates Chris, and he plays a really funny character. And I went with my heart this time. But I think even to all of that, he seems like generally likable. He doesn't seem to have a lot of knowledge about the game, but that's not always bad. Like, we just talked about Candy, and Candy didn't really know what Big Brother was about. And she ended up being one of the best players that season, could have won if Tamar hadn't won. So I feel like there's a lane for him there, and I feel like I think there's a chance that a lot of the other celebrities are also fans of Different Strokes, and that could be great. It's kind of when I was kind of going back and forth between him and Chris Kirkpatrick, because everybody loves NSYNC, and that's like such an in for people. So I went with Todd because I feel like he might have a bit more of an edge. He also has a bit of an understated personality a little bit, but he also is still funny. So I'm hoping that pushes him through and he's able to get himself into a good alliance. And yeah, so Todd.
Amon, don't let anybody give you grief for your pick, okay? The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some.
I know. I went with my heart.
Yes.
Very original and sweet, Rob.
Thank you.
I like the pick. He was one of the few left on the board that I was like, okay, I'd definitely take Todd here. I think that he has in this cast, I think he's one of the people that I think will be a bit respected for his legacy.
Right.
I think.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing for him early on. He seems like he's somebody that is very easy to get along with again. My biggest worry for him is he enough of an extrovert to like really put himself out there and make the connections in a house that's probably going to be pretty out there and extroverted? Mm-hmm. That could be an issue for him, that he might not be able to entrench himself in any groups. But I don't hate this pick at all. I'd be happy if I had Todd Bridges.
Yeah, he was not very high on my list, but if one person shot up on my list after the 50-second clip, it was Todd. He did get a confessional in there.
And in the glances as well.
And the glances. He had the glances.
This video. Where did they post it?
Ooh, Amon. Come on. Listen, you made the right pick without the video. That, look at you. Look at you shine. Yeah, it's a good pick. It's fun. Yeah.
My only question with Todd was, are we sure he wants to play the game? Is he seem into it?
I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he seems like he's got like a little bit of a cutthroat energy from what I saw in the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
He said he hates people. Don't love that for him in this game.
Well, I do think you have to like enjoy being around people for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yes. It didn't seem like he had a lot of energy for the game, and that's sort of what I mean when I'm I think that he's probably going to be fine if people approach him, but is he going to be the person that has the impetus to go out and be like, hey, I'm going to make this alliance, I'm going to make this connection, I'm going to make sure that I'm involved in the things? I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Todd Bridges goes number six. All right. Melissa, you seemed upset. Were you going to take Todd Bridges?
I was. He was my third pick.
Okay.
So I was going to take him. All right.
Well, now Melissa is at pick number seven. And the board is yours, Melissa.
Yeah, I'm going to go with who Amon almost went with and go with Chris Kirkpatrick. I think that generally he seems to know the game a bit, which is good. And he probably is, or he seems pretty easy to get along with, pretty low key. And also like the NSYNC thing, I think people will be, it's an automatic in with people. People know NSYNC. So, or at least that's the hope.
It's going to be me.
Yeah,
exactly.
If anybody knows how to put an alliance of five together, it's going to be Chris, right?
Yeah. He knows how to work in a group. So I think that, you know, I think he could do well. And I think knowing the game or at least having some sort of background in it, is good for him. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think again, this was the second of three that I was hoping I would be able to get that's taken off the board. I think he definitely could do well here. He again seems to know the game. He seems also, you know, what Amon said, he's from, you know, he'll probably sing some songs for them and then get yelled at by Big Brother. I think that he seems very affable. Like he seems like, you know, not only is he easy to get along with, but he's also seems pretty outgoing. Like he's going to be, playing the game. Maybe not overly aggressively, but he's going to put himself out there and try to play, which I think is a good thing. So, I'm definitely, hoping for good things here for Chris.
Yeah. Easily my favorite part of this draft is Taryn telling us who's the biggest celebrity of the bunch and the legacies of all. Legacy Watch with Taryn, always.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, Chris Kirkpatrick, I think, is the steal of the second round for like someone who has game knowledge and probably can be able to, you know, integrate into the house well. When Chris talked about some players that he's enjoyed watching, he referenced Derek. That's Derek X from last season. He referenced Jackson Mickey from BB21, called him Jack. So one of the ones where he knows the knowledge, but he doesn't know all the names properly. That's completely fine. Yeah, he'll be fine. Also known as Mickey. I think, I ultimately with Chris Kirkpatrick, I feel fine with. If anyone says he's going to get his butt kicked, I'm not mad at that confessional. That'll be great. Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Good pick.
I just hope that they bring back the Wax Street Boys punishment costume.
Yeah.
He's a shoe-in for that.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great. Okay.
He'd be good at that.
All right. My second pick, number eight on the board. All right. Here's who's left. We have Chris and Lamar and Misha and Teddy.
What a crew.
I'll take one. Taryn will take one. Puya will get one. And the audience will get one.
Those are my bottom four picks, by the way. So it's like very much lined up with
my thought. Well, one of these I do not have on the bottom. And so this will be my pick. I'm going to go with somebody who I know be hustling. And that is going to be Teddy. Okay. That this woman knows how to run a scheme or two in her day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This woman puts people to work for her. Make that money.
Make that
Teddy.
Money.
Hey, do you want to be in my alliance? Yeah, you just got to vote for us once and then you're in and then you get somebody to vote for you.
Find another person to be in the alliance.
Find another person. Yeah, it's perfect. She's really good at that.
Yes. Maybe the villain of the season. Who knows? But she's not going to just not try to win. She'll be working hard.
Hey, person we're trying to get out. I've got a great new diet for you. It's going to make you great at the competition.
Yeah. Put her on slop. No problem. Can work with other women closely.
Fellow podcaster, Rob. Fellow podcaster.
Fellow podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, this lady is working
hard.
Did she
leak herself?
She leaked herself?
Yeah. She knows what's up.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the 4D chess move. She leaked herself so people would reach out to her for pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. It's smart.
Yeah.
It's just good business.
Okay, it's good. It's good business. What else we need to say about Teddy?
Nothing.
The less said, the better.
Yeah.
I think we covered it.
I mean, what do you think, Amon?
I'm scared of her. Anybody that pushes people to consume 600 calories a day, I'm like, whoa, you are on another level of no shame. So I don't know. She is giving full villain energy for me, which, you know, villains sometimes can win the game. Not often, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fast game. So they'll be fasting.
She's going to be the next Dr. Will.
Maybe.
Classic Big Brother move.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I everybody seems to dislike Teddy because of all of the things that seem pretty dislike worthy, I guess. But still, that doesn't really mean much to playing Big Brother unless the people in the house are aware of it and very against it. I mean, this is the version of this show that nearly had Omarosa as a winner. She kind of was in there with a shot. And so it's not impossible for somebody who is a villain to come in and do well, especially in such a short period of time. The biggest question is, does she have that charisma? Does she have that ability to actually play well? Or is it all villain all the way through?
Okay.
Right. And also, I think the question is like, does she see herself as a villain? Like, I think part of what makes Omarosa work is like, she views herself as a villain and kind of is just like, yeah, that's what I am. I'm the biggest villain in reality TV history, you know, and kind of plays into that. And the audience for sure loves a villain who knows they're a villain versus a villain who thinks they're the good guy. So, you know, we'll have to see how this goes. But, you know, man, you made me miss Omarosa. She's so good.
Okay. All right, that's Teddy Mellencamp goes number 8 here in our draft. Taryn has picked number 9, Puya has number 10, and the audience, you get who's left. Okay, just to reset the board, Misha Tate, Lamar Odom, Chris Kattan.
All right, Puya, who do you want?
We've played this game before.
Who do you want, Puya?
I'm not going to tell you. You're probably going to pick them anyway.
Yeah,
give me a name. Maybe I'll pick it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll adhere to the request. Maybe
say
I'll
say it at
I'll
the same time.
You. Taryn, we've played enough games together. I know not to give you an answer right now. I just know it. Even if I try and 3D it, I will get it wrong. So I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Well, it wouldn't have mattered anyway because the third person was not chosen by Rob. And that third person that I wanted was Misha.
Misha. Yep. Okay, why Misha?
Should have made you first pick, Taryn.
I picked Misha because, first of all, she's obviously going to have a great physical presence in the competitions. That's a good thing. She's worried about the target it may put on her back, which means she's aware that it may put a target on her back. However, it may also help her. What we often see in these kinds of games is that having a reputation for winning competitions means that a lot of people may want her on their side so that she can win for them. And if she does win, then she can protect people. And that's a good thing, especially if they see her primarily as a competition winner and not as a social or strategic threat, which is a very good thing, especially because she does probably come in with very little or very few connections to the rest of these house guests. So she's going to need some kind of in if she wants to do well. And I do think that she seems to have, for as little as we can tell from about their personality, she seems to have a personality that could do well. Again, a little bit of self-awareness, a little bit of like self-deprecating jokes. She seems like she can get in there and definitely have a shot to win if she gets her footing. It's just going to be a matter of getting that footing. So hopefully between Misha or Todrick, one of them gets their footing and then they'll have a good shot.
Yeah, no, I think this is a solid pick for where we are, especially. I think that she has dabbled in the reality TV scene with The Ultimate Fighter. So I know she's got a little bit of that. Obviously, she is an athlete. She was a UFC fighter as well. Well, she is a UFC fighter as well. She has a lot of things going for her. And ultimately, it'll come down to, will she get targeted for being a physical threat? Or will she be too intimidating to be targeted as a physical threat? Mm-hmm. And if it's the latter, I think she's safe in the beginning. And then if she gets her footing in, wins a comp or two, she could go far. I think she's a bit of a dark horse here.
Yeah, we just don't know a lot about the social game in terms of what she's going to be like in the house.
Yeah, and the biggest red flag for me, and it's not always bad because we've seen people that don't really watch the show do well before, but it seemed like she was like proud of the fact that she's never seen the show. Like, I think it was Sharon's interview, and she asked them, "Have you watched Big Brother?" She says, "I've seen zero episodes of Big Brother." Yes,
and what about it? Like,
and what about it, bitch? Like, I'm like, all right then, girl. Like, so that was sort of scary to me, but. There are lots of competitions in Big Brother, especially when it's sped up like Celebrity Big Brother is. Like, Julie said there's going to be people getting, like, two people getting evicted each week. That's a lot of head of households. That's a lot of power of vetoes. It's plenty of time for her to sort of, like, assert her dominance in the comps. So that can either be good or bad. Either she gets the first HOH and she builds something, or she's just immediately intimidating and wins all these competitions, and I'm like, gotta get her out of here because we can't beat her in the end game. So we'll see.
Okay. Sharon in the chat says, I got Lolo vibes.
So did I.
Well,
we know hopefully a little better social.
I mean, she went far.
I mean, yeah, she did.
Very far. Get him out of my room, production. Get him out.
Oh, poor Lolo.
Okay. All right, but Taryn, can't go wrong based on the three doors that you had to open. Problem here.
Yeah, there was no way I was going anywhere else.
Yeah, no Todrick Hall problem, no Monty Hall problem. Okay. All right, so let's talk about Puya's big decision, because it's also a big decision for the audience. Puya put himself in this spot all for Mirai. This is gravy, this one. Lamar or Chris Kattan? One for you, one for them.
That's right. That's right. Not going to lie. I didn't expect this person to come all the way down here. I thought it would be a phenomenal meme pick for someone to do in the second round. I'm happy to make the meme pick. 100%, the decision here is not who I'm picking. It's who I'm not picking. That pick... Lamar Odom's coming to me.
All right.
The audience gets Chris Kattan.
Okay. All right. Talk that one through. Why Lamar over Chris?
Okay. So Lamar, I think I think it'd be fun to root for Lamar. So that's an easy decision. I think he's going to be fun for as much as of him we get. So that'll be good. And I think that he's someone, if he doesn't go early, I don't see why anyone would get rid of him. He seems like he's going to be very easy to get along with. I think that's going to be great. And then with Chris Kattan, if I may talk about him real quick, even in the videos, he does not seem like he wants to be there. And then we're in the preview I saw, I think he was already talking a little too much. I can see him getting very grating very quickly. And honestly, if I had to make a wager of who I think might not be on the feeds if we turn him on Wednesday night, Chris Kattan's that guy. I think Lamar can do well. I'm excited to see Lamar play. I'll take him on the team. I have two athletes now, living life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like these two were at the bottom of my list, mainly because it just seemed like neither of them wanted anything to do with this process. So I feel like neither of them really care about the game or want to win or want to be there and are just kind of like trying to get a quick paycheck maybe to like walk in the door and then like go home. So I'm not really thinking that they're going to go far. Possibly maybe Lamar gets dragged as like a vote towards the end, who knows. But I just feel like I've heard stuff about Lamar Odom. It's like, he's kind of like off the deep end sometimes. And like, that doesn't, suit well for like living in a house 24/7 with people. Maybe he's good now. I don't know. I don't know enough about his story, but same with Chris Kattan. He's had issues in the past. And also he, if you've like read his memoir, which I have not. I've only heard about it. But like, he apparently like does not get along with anyone from SNL and like had a really bad time.
Chris Kattan has a memoir?
Yeah, and he had a really bad time. Well, he broke his back on the show and then like had a whole thing with that, with like rehabbing it and everything. And he like had a very bad relationship with everybody from the cast. Like Will Ferrell like was like, I'm not going to speak to you anymore. And basically just like seems a little like bitter, I guess I've heard. And that just like doesn't seem like necessarily the type of person that you would want to spend a lot of time with, maybe. I mean, I'm excited to see him in the house because I'd be interested to see how much of that perception is true or if he's really just like this nice, funny guy. But it does seem like he's kind of lost a bit of his like spark that he had when he was, I guess, like on SNL, like in, you know, this funny comedian and like really in his like heyday in the 90s. It does seem like he's kind of lost that. So I'd be interested to see if that is the case, but I didn't feel comfortable picking him in the draft just because like, I know there's a bunch of things going on with him and with Lamar. And so I was just kind of like, those two are at the bottom of my list just for that.
Okay. Chris Kattan, Baby Don't Hurt Me, Stories and Scars from Saturday Night Live. I have an Audible credit. I could do it.
Yeah.
Do the whole story.
You should. Basically. Yeah. I just heard that like him and like Sherry O'Terry, like they were like, not loved on set or something.
The people didn't like Sherry O'Terry either.
Okay. Yeah, shocking.
Is that in the memoir also?
I don't know. All I know is that though that's the rumor. And, you know, I don't love to like spread rumors, but, you know, here I am. Okay. So I feel like I have a duty to tell these stories to the people.
So, Puya, that you make an interesting comparison with Chris Kattan and Lamar Odom, because I feel like that in the house, I wonder if people might root for Lamar. I feel like that Lamar like sort of has like a little bit more of a backstory where maybe people will root for him and maybe I could see him in the end and people wanting to give him the win as opposed to Chris Kattan, who I don't know necessarily is going to be beloved in the house.
No. Yeah. A Night at the Roxbury, more like A Night on the Block's very. He's going to be on the block. Guarantee it. Okay. Guarantee it. I think Lamar's going to be easy to warm up to. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah. I definitely think Lamar was the pick here between the two of them. He is very tall, which I think, you know, it's, you know, it makes him stand out, which is not the best thing, you know, just to stand out in that way. If he's good at the game and he stands out in that way, he's going to have to be really good at the game. If he's not good at the game and he stands out that way, then I think he could be kind of, you know, used as a number, somebody that's like, well, he's not really into it because I don't know how invested he is in winning the game. But either way, it's not like the best position to be in, that spot. But you know, we know very little about these people. He could definitely come in here and have maybe a connection or two that puts him in a position where he could do well. You know, athletes have not performed well in Celebrity Big Brother so far, but they do tend to be a little more competitive in the regular seasons of Big Brother. Like if there is an athlete or somebody who like competes in something, like there's usually some kind of like, no, I'm ready to win. And maybe the celebrity athletes, they've already had their thing, you know, and they've already had so much success that they don't care. But if he has any of that like competitive spirit or nature, that could definitely help him, I think.
Okay. To the audience.
I just don't even know how he fit inside the house. Like, I don't know. Like, he is so huge. Like, it's just crazy.
How tall is he?
6'9".
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Huge.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
6'10".
Oh.
Says Wikipedia.
Wow. Wrong.
Less nice.
Yeah. How tall is Chris Kattan?
Yeah, actually, good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe this is in the memoirs. Chris Kattan. I'll have to listen.
Chris Kattan is his height is not listed.
Yeah, okay, sounds about right. Okay, all right. So to the audience, congratulations, Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's take a look at the
According to this website, 5'6".
Okay.
Okay, well, taller than me.
That's I see. Fine. I'm seeing 5'5".
Yeah.
Oh, there. It's
weird. Yeah.
Still taller than me.
Okay. All right. And you know what they say? If it says you're 5'5" on the internet,
All right. The more you look it up, the more he shrinks.
Yeah. All right. So the celebrity, maybe that could be like you know, the new Fessy and JC. We could get Lamar and Chris Kattan might be best friends in the house.
That would be great.
Okay. I mean, that's truly the best upside, I think, at this point.
All right. Let's take a look at the celebrity Big Brother draft board. We have five teams ready to go. Puya, you are locked in with your team of Mirai and Lamar. How you feel?
Right. I honestly, I'm not mad at it. I didn't expect to have Lamar on my team, given that I had the 10th pick. So it could have gone a lot worse. I will take my team happily.
Okay. All right. So Taryn, for you, it is looking like it's Todrick Hall and it's Misha.
Yes. Look, the grenade strategy worked for Survivor, so I'm ready for this. Either one of them could be an early boot, but either one of them could also be the winner.
Okay. All right. For myself, it is going to be Carson Kressley, and it's going to be Teddy Mellencamp. All Bravo alumni. Bravo to me on a great draft. Okay. Then, Melissa, for you, it is Shayna, and it is Todd Bridges.
No, Chris Kirkpatrick.
No.
Oh, sorry. Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Way to rub it in. That's who I wanted.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Rude.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I think that was intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about my team. I think I got it in the bag, maybe.
Okay. Shayna and Chris Kirkpatrick, Sync 182. Okay.
Great name.
All right. And then Amon, for you, it's Cynthia and the aforementioned Todd Bridges.
Yes, I am. I'm invested. I have one that is sort of like a wild card pick for me, and then one that I have a personal investment in. So I think it's a good rounded team for myself. I'm excited.
Okay. All right. And that's your draft. And for the audience, Chris Kattan and whoever may come in next.
Yeah. Whoever is the 12th house guest, Amon.
The 12th house it's guest.
Paul! Oh, boy.
Oh, your boy!
It's your boy.
Yes. Okay. Great. That'll do it. That's our draft here tonight. Breezy.
Nice.
Okay.
That's what happens when we have 11 people.
Okay. Yeah. Now, so the stakes here are that then the winner here goes on to, is the champion heading into Big Brother Canada?
That's okay.
All right. And Survivor's on a different track.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Are we doing cameos?
I don't know. The cameos might get pricey if it's I don't know.
We should have looked it up.
How much for a cameo for some of these
people? I would have purely drafted on the most expensive cameo.
Oh, okay. So Chris Kattan is on cameo. Would you like to guess how much for?
I'm going to guess $60.
Anyone else? Guesses?
35.
150.
Yeah.
One.
I think it's like in the 30s.
$1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Chris Kattan.
Are you serious?
Yep. Book now. $1,000.
What? Todrick Hall? $1,500.
$1,500.
All right.
Okay. No thanks. Four.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
For business.
For business.
I mean, Rob, it is a Big Brother draft. You could always just say a Big Brother alum. Like, you know, they're less pricey.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us one of those.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up on Rob as a Podcast. Okay. Let's see. All right. So here we go. All right. So we have our Big Brother premiere coming up this Wednesday night. Taryn, Melissa, Chappelle will be with us live at 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday night to talk about it all. Should be a lot of fun. Get ready for that coming up on Wednesday. Then, after that, we will have if you missed anything else about these celebrities, Sasha Joseph was here with us on Friday to tell us everything that we needed to know about the Hollywood backstory of so many of our Big Brother celebrity cast. So be on the lookout for that one if you need any more information from Friday. Okay. Then we started a brand new podcast. Melissa, get this. We're doing a podcast called The Weekly Rehap Up to talk about everything that goes on during the week at RHAP.
Ooh.
Every week. Smart. Yeah, we're dropping those Saturday morning to catch up on the week gone by. Amazing Race, Big Brother Celebrity, all of the shows that we're covering on the Rehap Ups and much more on the weekly Rehap Up. That's in the Robinson Podcast main feed, so check that out. If you've been away from RHAP for a while, great way to stay caught up. Trying to keep those about an hour. Lots of highlights from all the different shows on the weekly Rehap Up.
Make sure you include my draft picks, because obviously one of them is the winner.
Nailed it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Then we'll be back again with our Amazing Race recap this week, as Mike Bloom, Jessica Lise, myself are covering the Amazing Race. Be on the lookout for that on Thursday this week on our Amazing Race recap. Then this weekend on Nothing But Netflix, we'll be talking about Murderville coming up on Nothing But Netflix. Do we have the more recent one from Nothing But Netflix? Of course, we watched Home Team just this weekend. The Sean Payton film starring Kevin James on Nothing But Netflix.
All right. What a guy.
What a guy. Yeah. Not a good movie. Not so great.
That was like the Celebrity Big Brother cast of Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Movies, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Rob Schneider was in it. I talked with Chappelle. Is Chris Kattan the poor man's Rob Schneider, or is Rob Schneider the poor man's Chris Kattan? Find out on our recap of Home Team on Nothing But Netflix. Puya and I talked about 90 Day Fiancé. Puya, you want to set up 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, we talked about a fun episode. This man you see in this graphic over here, his name's Ben. He's for sure getting catfished and 100%. Went to another country to see a woman that doesn't exist. So that's great. Nice. Yeah, it's we have fun on the 90 Day Podcast. If you check us out there,
mm-hmm. Yeah, very fun. before the 90 days, that's what they should call the Big Brother preseason, Taryn.
Then it's 90 Day Fiancé.
Before the 90 days.
Before the 90 days, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay.
I mean, 90 Day Fiancé also works, I think.
Yeah, that also works sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay. Then, Too Hot to Handle wrapped up its coverage this weekend. How was the finale coverage of Too Hot to Handle on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed with Kirsten, Jenny, and Lavina?
Super inappropriate, but that's exactly what you need on that feed. We had a lot of fun talking
that one
about
up higher
people.
In my queue. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so you don't ever check out Too Hot to Handle, do you?
I have not, but I've heard I should.
Okay. That depends. I think you could just get to the podcast, frankly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Taryn, of course, the Taryn Show has been back every Tuesday, and tomorrow is no exception.
Yes, I've got Asia from this very podcast.
Yes, these pictures are so nice.
Yeah, I had a very fun conversation with Asia. We talked about a list that she has, so be prepared for that. She also talked about, you know, she tried to get on Big Brother for a long time and has some stories. So
yes,
check it out.
Okay.
Yes, Devon stole her spot. Justice for Asia.
Amon, what have they done to you? You're just promotions.
Amon, tell us about what's going on over on RuPaul's Drag Race.
We are in full swing with season 14. This is a highly, highly liked cast, and we had a pretty shocking elimination on Friday. So me, Liana, and Beth break it all down. I am not doing well in the draft over there, so I'm hoping that this draft is the one that I can really rely on.
Okay. All right. And then we got I saw somebody's asking me, we also have with Amon here. Amon, tell us about Euphoria. Don't spoil last night's episode. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Y'all, Euphoria is some shit. Okay. The show is crazy. And Zendaya did tweet out a disclaimer before the season aired, and she said, you know, guys, take care of yourselves. If you're not in the right emotional or mental space to watch the show, then don't watch it. It's not going to be
that goes
a good
for
experience.
Big Brother too. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I mean, is anybody in the right emotional state to watch that show?
I question my my decision to do this with Grace at least multiple times a week. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But no, it's great. It's a great show. Definitely check it out. And yeah, I literally just recorded with her before I hopped on tonight. So okay. We got another one coming.
All right. Check that out on Post Show Recaps with Grace and Amon every week on the Euphoria Recap. You got a guest this week?
Yes, we have Ariel. I don't think that was the first time I'd ever met him or podcasted with him.
So okay.
It was great.
All right. So check that out on Post Show Recaps, plus a lot of other great stuff. Also, I saw in the chat, are you doing Joe Millionaire recaps? Of course, you can catch those on Thursdays. Although this week, we're going to move it to Friday, assuming we get 10 reviews on our Apple Podcast feed for Rob's podcast. But Jenny and I have been covering Joe Millionaire. Of course, tomorrow is February 1st. Don't even think about becoming a patron until after midnight because you're going to get charged twice. Okay, that's how it works over there, unfortunately. But come February 1st, we've got so much going on over on Patreon. Okay, of course, you know about the patron 5 for $5, but this month, we're going to have the slop back talking about all the nonsense. This is a very sloppy cast. I think this is really a season of television made for the slop. That's going to be coming up on Thursdays, not this Thursday, but starting next week. And then, did I bomb out of the, hold on, Amon. Wait for, I kicked myself off the call. Hold on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
After we get the first week.
Hold on.
There we go.
I dropped my pen on the keyboard and it kicked me out of the call. It was just me and Amon on the phone.
Perfect landing on the keyboard there.
Yes. Yeah. I've never had that happen before. It was a 1 in a million shot. Okay. All the more reason that it was, destiny that at this moment. Okay.
Destiny.
Thank you.
Destiny.
Also, February means that it's time for Australian Survivor. I know a lot of people have been saying Australian Survivor is going to be on Paramount Plus. No, it's not. It's not. It was not.
Bearer of bad news over here.
Sorry. But of course, the Rob's Podcast patrons having no issues watching the Australian Survivor watch parties. We have make it so easy for you to watch Australian Survivor. And of course, get ready for all the podcast coverage from Shannon Gus coming up this week. Where I will talk with Shannon about the first week of Australian Survivor featuring the Queen, Sandra Diaz-Twine, on this season of Australian Survivor, Blood versus Water. So be sure to check that all out. robswebsite.com/patron.
Can we talk about that really quickly? So, like, what do we think about them making, like, Big Brother Canada available on Paramount Plus and all these other, like, international versions of shows are getting put on there? Like, are we opening the door for maybe some future collaboration, maybe? Because now they're also doing that new show. Paramount Plus is going to do a new show where they're going to like merge Celebrity or Big Brother and
I think Amon, one day they'll all be on the Challenge. I think that's where this is all going.
Okay, so they're just padding their pockets for more Challenge cast. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, creating a super challenge, like basically the Infinity War challenge.
Right. Yeah, I mean it's certainly like one step in that direction, yes. But I think there's a long way to go before we start the collaborations. But I think it's great to help
definitely
you know,
on
build
our
an audience
end
over there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great time to get set up here at the start of the season. I want to make sure you first subscribe to the podcast feed, robswebsite.com/BB feed for all things Big Brother, robswebsite.com/subscribe to get your links if you just want Rob's podcast or the Rehap Ups. And hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet on YouTube. We are closing in on 100,000 YouTube subscribers. 2022 is going to be the year we're going to do it with your help at robswebsite.com/YouTube. Okay. What else are we going to talk about? Social media. You know where to find us at Rob is a podcast, at RHAP Grams on Instagram, and even Rob is a podcast on TikTok. All right. Thank you so much, Scott, behind the scenes for all of that. Okay. And then how about Melissa? You working on anything these days besides your work?
Not much. I'm very excited to get back into Big Brother. I did, however, just do an episode with stuff 90s shows taught me on the Little Rascals movie. So highly recommend checking that out. It was very fun. We basically quoted from the movie a lot, talked through it all, determined what we thought about Darla. And then we it kind of devolved into talking about like generally about playing with toys and Barbies and, sleepovers. So wow. It was very fun. So definitely recommend checking that out. You can find it on their site or I retweeted them. So you can also find me on all social media at It's Melissa with 3 A's.
Okay. It's Melissa with 3 A's. Okay. Great to have you back, Melissa. Puya, how about for you?
Well, we've already talked about 90. I'm excited for Big Brother to kick off here. Plenty to talk about there. I'm excited to like get back into that fees routine. You know, it's been missing. It always feels something's like missing. You can find me on Twitter at Puyas. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. We do still play our weekly Goose Goose Duck lobbies. We're going to be moving to 2 p.m. Eastern during Big Brother season. We're still going to have all the exact same amount of fun. So definitely come check us out over there.
Okay. Great job tonight, Puya. Good luck in all season long. Aman, we couldn't see you live, but great job on the draft.
Thank you. Yes, I will be heading into the house right after I get off this call. So thank you guys so much for all the intel. It's been lovely. You can follow me on Twitter, Twitch, everywhere, at Aman Adwin. You can follow me on this season of Celebrity Big Brother. It's going to be such a great time.
Okay. Aman, are you targeting Todrick?
Oh, I'm definitely targeting Todrick. He's ass got to go.
Uh-oh, Taryn.
He can sing and dance his way out the door. And to answer
some
questions,
how am I
going to
get my $1,500 cameo?
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to have to go to his house to get it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, Taryn, you have access to his house. I think you're good.
The house looks great. Someone was asking about how we felt about like the decorations about the house. I personally love it. I know I was listening to the podcast with you, Rob, and Sasha, and Rob was like, I don't really care about the house, but I think the house looks so good.
This is one of my favorite designs for the house, for sure. I feel like they always step it up for Big Brother Celebrity. Like, I think they're trying to like impress them or something, but I loved it. It's like a snow lodge or something.
Yeah. I said we wanted stars. They gave us stairs.
Good stairs. Okay. A good set of stairs there.
All right.
Yeah, the stairs are much better. I would say they're an improvement. You don't need that round staircase that everyone falls down. No.
Leveled up.
Reliability.
Okay. All right. And then, Taryn, we're 48 hours away from Big Brother being back. How will you spend your remaining hours of freedom?
I'm disappearing tomorrow. It's a blackout.
Oh.
And I believe there's a countdown, and I'm hearing myself. There's a countdown on the feeds right now. So it seems as though the feeds will be starting after the Wednesday night episode.
Yeah.
At least that's what it seems like. So, live feed like update Thursday morning should be a fun time. So make sure you check it out. And the Taryn Show is going on. I have a YouTube channel called Taryn's Quest where I'm talking about sci-fi and fantasy things. I talked with Josh and Grace about Raised by Wolves. They're doing a daily podcast to catch up to season 2. I will be joining them for the season 2 coverage. So check that out. It's a very weird show. Like Lost, I think that's kind of the hook that we're using at this moment. Sort of a spiritual successor in some ways. Plenty of other stuff. I talked about the Wheel of Time on post-show recaps over the course of when that was airing. And I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'm on Twitter, at Armstrong Taryn. All the things, do the things. And Instagram too. I made a post or two. Yeah.
All right. Great to have everybody here tonight for the draft. Thank you so much for watching. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.